A second hydroponic container farm is now fully operational and growing food for Red Deer Food Bank's clients. The hydroponic C-can was reconfigured to grow a wider selection of vegetables, and since January it has produced lettuce, Swiss chard, kale and bok choy. "We really do have a variety of fresh produce items that are available each and every week now, and we're just getting more and more," said Executive Director Mitch Thompson. "We've had huge uptake. For people with different birth origins, they've been really excited about this big, beautiful bok choy we've been producing." The food bank now has 4 hydroponic systems to grow produce in 2 indoor growing areas and 2 container farms. Food was also grown in its outdoor greenhouse during the winter, where recently spring crops were planted. Thompson said many people have toured the food production areas, and on May 5 the food bank is hosting the 2025 Food Banks Alberta Conference. "There will be people from all over the province coming to see what we're doing in hydroponic food production spaces. A public open house will be held at the end of May. The food bank will also be growing vegetables on an acre plot in the county this summer, and is in discussion with the city to access more outdoor garden plots to help support people in the city and rural communities," he added. 7 volunteers have been trained in hydroponics, and in the next couple of years many more volunteers will be needed to assist with the open-air agriculture and indoor programs. "We definitely need volunteers. We appreciate what they do for us, and they truly make our programs grow and flourish." Thompson said demand at the food bank has not slowed down since it peaked last year, and starting in May pre-approved clients will be able to get their food hampers delivered within the city for a small fee. "It will make it easier on clients, take some of the pressure off the intake area, and provide more food choice when hampers can be assembled ahead of time."